For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Alcohol prohibition was back in the news recently. According to an article in the American Journal of Public Health, prohibition did succeed in reducing alcohol consumption and production. This is no revelation. While it is true that use levels were rising again toward the end of prohibition, there is no question that prohibition did accomplish that one narrow goal. On the other hand, prohibition as a social policy was a disaster. Homicides skyrocketed during prohibition. Since alcohol use is often associated with violent crime and murder, the fact that the murder rate increased at a time when alcohol use was diminished shows the terrible effect prohibition had. This new article ignored that fact. An even bigger problem under prohibition was official corruption. Police, prosecutors, politicians. Prohibition gave organized crime a stranglehold on many major U.S. cities. While it is true that there was still corruption after prohibition was repealed, the idea that this persistence disproves a link to prohibition is simply incorrect. To the contrary, gangsters would continue to have a hold over those whom they had corrupted. After all, the crimes and the illicit payoffs committed by officials during prohibition weren't pardoned after prohibition's repeal. The bottom line is, policies don't exist in a vacuum. Our current prohibition may stop some less adventurous sorts from trying a puff of marijuana. Yet our drug war policies have also ruined millions of lives, wasted billions of dollars, and cost countless lives. Any benefits from this prohibition are far outweighed by the costs. And now from the United States, around the world, to Russia. The Russian federal parliament took a backward step in drug policy recently. The Moscow Times reported on the 16th of February that reforms which had been introduced 2 years ago have been essentially repealed. Now, even small, personal-use amounts of controlled substances can land a person behind bars. Reforms were enacted in 2004 after it was revealed that Russian prisons held more than 300,000 drug offenders. Many of these were minor offenders. Drug use in Russia, meanwhile, was skyrocketing, fed in part by the country's proximity to Afghanistan. The reforms, basically a reduction in penalties for personal-use possession of very small amounts, were to ease overcrowding and help resolve a criminal justice crisis. Now, they've succeeded in getting the laws changed back. Meanwhile, outside observers, including the Moscow Helsinki Group, and internal critics, such as the Russian Prosecutor General, Vladimir Ustinov, have accused the Russian police of systemic corruption and complicity in crimes, including murder. Now, thanks to the Russian government, police will be able to more easily harass drug users. More arrests, more prisoners, more corruption, and more crime. These are not the lessons we wanted the Russians to learn when the communists fell out of power. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.